From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. Hello, my name is Jake Longwell. It's good to have you with us for another hour of the very best in jazz. We'll open the program with a selection from 1963 and a group fronted by reed man Bud Shank. On this album, Brassamba, he is featured on flute and alto sax. The album has a strong Brazilian element to it, as you could probably tell by the title. And he's joined by Claire Fisher on piano, Joe Pass on guitar, Ralph Pena, bass, Larry Bunker, drums and vibes, and Milt Holland and Chuck Flores, additional Latin percussion. The piece we'll be listening to, Sambinha.
Thank you.
That's a quartet fronted by Japanese sax man Hisatsugu Suzuki. And a track from a 2014 release on the T5 Jazz label called Standards Plus Plus. We heard In Love in the Rain. Unfortunately, I can't give credit to the rest of the band because aside from the album title and the track titles, everything else on my copy of the release is in Japanese characters instead of English. But some excellent jazz from Japan, nevertheless, from Hisatsugu Suzuki. Before that, English pianist John Taylor from his 2014 release on Cam Jazz called In Two Minds. It's a strictly solo piano date, and the two minds probably refer to the two aspects of the release, in that one aspect of the release on tracks like the one we heard, Dry Stone, is more introspective and introverted, while other tracks are more cheery and up-tempo. Excellent solo piano from John Taylor. And we began the set with a track from the early 60s from Bud Shank on flute, Sambinia, from his album Brassamba. We'll begin this set of the jazz scene with a trio consisting of John Hicks on piano, George Mraz on bass, and Idris Muhammad on drums. They call themselves the Keystone Trio. This is from an album called Nuclear Music, The Songs of Sonny Rollins, interpreting the music of the great sax player in a piano trio setting. And from that, we'll listen to Aerogen.
A trip on a train, and I thought about you. I passed a shadowy lane, and I thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, a winding stream, moon shining down on some little town, and with each beat, the same old dream. At every stop we made, oh, I thought about you. But then I pulled down the shade, I really felt blue. I peeked through the crack and looked at the track, the moon going back to you. And what did I do? I thought about you. I took a trip on a train, I thought about you. I passed a shadowy lane, and I thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, a winding stream, moon shining down on some little town, and with each beam, the same old dream. At every stop we made, I thought about you. oven, I pulled down the shade, pulled down the shade. I really felt so blue. I peeked through the crack, I looked at the track, the one going back to you. And what did I do? I thought about you. Said, you do, but diddly, diddle, do, eh?
That's a session recorded in December of 1960 and fronted by trombonist Curtis Fuller. With Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Yusef Lateef, tenor sax and flute, Walter Bishop, piano, Buddy Collette, bass, and Stu Martin, drums. From the album Boss of the Soul Stream Trombone, the album was reissued in the mid-90s on the Fresh Sound label, we heard Mr. L. Before that, vocalist Kate Reed, she also doubles on piano on this release, a collection of American popular songs called Sentimental Mood. And on that track, she was joined by Ron Eschete on guitar, Chris Connor on bass, and drummer Steve Barnes. Other tracks also feature her husband Steve Reed on trumpet and sax great Ernie Watts. We heard the opening track, I Thought About You. And the Keystone Trio, getting things underway this time with Arigen, Sonny Rollins' composition, from an album of Sonny Rollins' compositions in a piano trio setting, Nuclear Music, and that's spelled N-U-K-L-E-A-R in this case. You are listening to The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com, and also check out our blog and website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. We'll begin our concluding set of the hour with guitarist John Hart and his Blue Note Records release, One Down. He's joined by Tim Higgins on trumpet, Rick Margitza, tenor sax, Chuck Bergeron, bass, and John Riley, drums. This is the opening track, Take No Prisoners. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Paul Smith Trio, recorded in Hollywood in the spring of 1952. Paul Smith on piano, Sam Chiefs bass, Irv Kotler drums. From a compilation of Paul Smith quartet and trio recordings from the Savoy label called By the Fireside, we heard a Paul Smith original from that 1952 trio session, Lori Lou. The quartet sessions, which take up the majority of the CD, were recorded in 1950 and feature Paul Smith on piano, Tony Rizzi on guitar, Norm Sealing on bass, and Alvin Stoller on drums. This material was designed to appeal to both jazz fans and fans of more accessible, easy-listening mood music. Paul Smith was an in-demand session musician on the Hollywood music scene in the early 1950s. Before that, John Clemmer on tenor sax, and the title track from his album Barefoot Ballet, with Dave Grusin on electric piano, Larry Carlton guitar, Chuck DeMonico bass, and John Guerin on drums. John Clemmer, a pioneer of smooth contemporary jazz, employing the Echoplex, which allows for reverb behind the tenor sax, a technique which he learned from sax great Eddie Harris, who pioneered it on some of his mid and late 60s modern jazz recordings. And we began the set with John Hart on guitar, leading his quintet through Take No Prisoners from the album One Down. And that's all the time we have for this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. It's been a pleasure. I look forward to your company again soon for another hour of the best in jazz. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.